holy confederacy that takes place at the end of the world. In the revelation of his righteous judgments, God will break up all these associations, and when the judgment shall set and the books be opened, there will be revealed the unchristlikeness of the whole confederacy. Those who choose to unite with these secret societies are paying homage to idols as senseless and power to bless and save the soul as are the gods of the Hindus. Now, brothers and sisters, she's just making a comparison there to their confidence, their religious confidence with the idols of the Hindus. In reality, it is the same worship of the Hindus, because no matter what name you put on the New Age movement or the Hindu religion or the Buddhist religion, the pantheism, it's all spiritualism, it's all the religion of the worship of Nimrod and his wife that goes back to the Tower of Babel. Now, continuing on, paying homage to idols as senseless and as powerless to bless and save the soul as are the gods of the Hindus. These societies offer some advantage which from a human point of view appear like great blessings, but not so when judged by the Lord's measurement. Behind their apparent advantages are concealed satanic agencies. The larger the income drawn into the treasury, the more and deeper is the evil. The ungodly gain which has enriched these societies will, when traced out in all its bearings, be seen to be a curse. The words which Eliphaz spoke to Job are true in respect to these associations. I saw him taking root, but I cursed his habitation. They are Satan's trap, his net to entangle souls. Now, these associations she's speaking of is this unholy confederacy in Isaiah, and she ties it in with the secret societies. She ties it in with the gods of the Hindus, that's the religion, with the large incomes that are amassed for their own power. Clearly, Sister White is identifying this one world government power that is so obvious in the world today. Another one is found in Review and Herald, July 18, 1907. In these last days, there are arising strange fallacies and man-made theories which God declares shall be broken in pieces. The spirit of covetousness has led men to seek worldly advantage, and by extravagance and display, they have tried to hide their wicked deeds, which they have done in order to reach their object. Men occupying high positions of trust have revealed this unlawful desire for gain. They have practiced extortion and robbery and have gratified the evil passions of their heart until our cities are corrupted through their wickedness. God has declared that he will uncover these works of deceit and robbery by their own working. In some cases, the judgments of God have already fallen heavily on the cities. And then she quotes from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9 and onward. This hiding is addressing the secret societies and the secret dealings that go on in the world banking.